Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. I'm your man, Earl B. And I just want to let everybody know, you know, I know everybody has been in a somber state, you know. I mean, this week has been very, very trying. A lot of things has been going on. So much has been going on today, especially in these times. We just need to understand that as we as a people, as we see these things continually happen to us, the question that I have for you is, when is enough enough? You know, I mean, you know, we've been beaten, we've been, you know, taken advantage of, you know, falsely accused. I mean, we've been overlooked. We've been kicked down. I'm just talking about just between one another, not less known what the other side has done to us. I mean, you know, from raping our women to demoralizing us in front of the family, making us do all sorts of things, brutality within the police department, but brutality within the companies that we work for, the people who we hang out with that we consider to be friends. I just want to know, when is enough enough? So I had a special guest come today, and we just gonna chop it up about life. Y'all know her as the pretty chef. I know her as the lady who's healthy. You know what I'm saying? I know her as the lady who's healthy. And she even told me that she about to get down on me today. So, man, this is going to be real, real interesting. So, first and foremost, let me let y'all know about this podcast. This podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about inspiring people and encouraging them to be their best and to live their best life. These conversations are about truth and no fear, and you can share your truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interesting people of all nationalities, all different areas of life, who are here to give insight, upliftment, and help advance the culture. This podcast wants to have people who spread unity, peace, love, awareness, and positivity. I will engage in conversations that will help us move the culture. I'm a diverse individual. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Earl Belden. Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. Yeah. This goes with my series I've titled Enough is Enough. Looking for ways to start this podcast off. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm kind of, I've seen so much footage of different things, you know, from protests all over. Mm-hmm. I mean, all over the country. I mean, there's so much stuff that's going on. Even within the protests, I have seen police brutality, even within the protests. Yeah. I mean, this is just too much. This is just too much. And so my question is, when is enough is enough? I got Natalie on the show today. Natalie, welcome again to the Sit Down.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, the Pretty Chef KC here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. You know, it's always good to have some conversation with somebody who has deep intellect. I'm just kind of in one of them moods right now, Natalie. I'm just saying, you know, because I, when is enough enough? You know, that's my question. We have taken so much, you know, and here's the thing about it, Natalie. Here's the thing about it. We all know, and not do we all know, we all seen it.
Yeah.
White racist cop kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for over 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen the entire video yet? Have you seen it?
I couldn't watch it.
Okay.
It made me sick.
Okay.
Just the first 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, I wanted to make a point, and I went back, and I mean, the first time I seen it, I was really frustrated. The second time, I got pissed, and the third time, I was angry. But the fourth time, I wanted to go and see it again because I wanted to see how they was going to treat this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, as I was going back to look at it, a piece of information that I seen today angered the hell out of me.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we all seen the footage with the side part of just him kneeling on George Floyd.
Right.
Today, I seen the whole damn video. It was three cops had a knee on Floyd.
What?
It was three cops that had their knees on Floyd. See, the angle, this angle just came out today.
What?
So that's what I'm telling people. Make sure you go back. Look at this video. See, you only seen the side with him with his hand in his pocket and his knee was on Floyd. But two other cops had their knee on him as well.
No.
So, not only did that piss me off, Natalie. I went back and I listened to it. And he said, I can't breathe. Can you just let me up? Can you just stand me up? So for 4 minutes, he pleaded for his life. 4 minutes, he pleaded for his life. And what angered me from the first point when I seen was when the paramedics came,
mm-hmm.
and they lifted his hand to try to get a pulse, and they couldn't get a pulse because this white racist cop still had his knee on his neck while the paramedic was there.
What?
Dropped his hand. Floyd was he was already gone then. He was already gone. And as I kept watching, after the paramedic left and they came back, they drug him like a piece of meat, throwing him up on the board. I'm talking about drugging. Now, he's already gone. Drug him like a piece of meat and threw him up on the cart. As I watch this thing today, because this new video, I need y'all to go check this out. I need y'all to check it out. Because the new video shows the angle that you missed. All right? Now, and here's the most important part of it all. Where's the damn footage of him resisting arrest? That's what I want to know. Where's the damn footage? It ain't none. Because as soon as they pulled up, they pulled him out the car, put him in handcuffs. He was on the wall. Then all of a sudden, he's on the damn ground. Where was the resisting arrest at?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see that.
Yeah.
But this video showed the angle that nobody's seen. So, if all four of these people don't get charged, it's going to be more stuff getting burned down. Yeah. I'm just going to be honest. It's going to be more stuff getting burned down. Am I agreeing with people burning stuff up? No, I'm not in agreement with it. But do I agree with the protesters and all that? I'm with all that stuff. But you know what? We got to find a way. People are angry. People are angry. But yet, white people still wants to know, why are they so angry? Why are they burning down? If the stuff was happening, here's the thing about it. If it was a black cop on a white person
wouldn't even happen.
Charges would have been the first day. It wouldn't even been none of that. It would have been none of that. And if there was anybody with him, all of them would have been charged. So why ain't the other three charged? That's all I need to know. Why ain't the other three charged?
Especially the one that was standing off to the side watching what was happening.
Well, he was trying to do crowd control. See, he was trying to do crowd control. If you go back and look at the videos, he's doing crowd control. But see, the other angle. See what you seen in the first video, all you seen was him on top of Floyd's neck and the guy standing there doing crowd control.
Mm-hmm.
The other two white racist cops was on his, they had their knee on him as well. See, we didn't see this. See, this video came out today, and they don't know who it came from, anonymous source, whatever the case may be, but I'm highly pissed off. I mean, to a point to where police brutality has continued to go on. Even yesterday.
Yeah.
Even yesterday. I'm watching in Washington, D.C. Police wants to come and, you know, I mean, there's been protests everywhere. It is protests everywhere. Mm-hmm. But the people in Washington, D.C. said they're not putting up with it. So they was banging with the police. And I get it. Everybody frustrated. Everybody's mad. I get it. Even right here in Kansas City, they had a protest.
Yeah.
You know, protest on the plaza. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, they talking about closing the plaza down early today because of protests. They're going to close the plaza down early.
What?
Yeah. 4:00, as a matter of fact, the plaza's closing down. I get the protests. I understand the protests. I get that. But when are we going to sit down with the leaders? See, that's what I'm talking about. When are we going to sit down with the mayor, chief of police, the governor? When are we going to sit down with the city officials? Because, see, here's the thing about it. Somebody needs to let the city officials and everybody know, you can't pull us over no more. You understand me? Yeah, it's got to come a time where, you know, that real enforcement has to be enforced. All right? Now, here's the thing about it. If, and I want you to understand me, and I want y'all to dig me, and when I say this, all right, we talk about the young people carrying guns and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
We talk about them. We talk about them killing each other and all that, right? But now, here's the thing about it. If the youngsters banded together with their guns, they outnumber the police. They ain't thought about this because, see, there's nobody organizing nothing for real.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Like, the only thing that saddens me the most is we don't come together until it's somebody else against us.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's hard for everybody else, the people are, you know, people who are opposing against us, for them to have any type of respect in treating us better or with respect if we don't treat each other with that.
Well, number one, Natalie, we can't stand each other, just being honest, just keeping it real.
We can't.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't uplift, we don't support.
None of that. None of that. So here's the thing about it. I mean, you know, I went on and on and on and on. I done had people on the sit down this week. A good friend of mine, Cheryl Ferguson, and Lisa Walker, these are activists. They've been calling. Cheryl has sat on the police commissioner's meeting. She's been there. All right, you know what I'm saying? She's been there. Mm-hmm. All right. And so I asked her, hey, you know, what's going on in these meetings? You know what I'm saying? What type of, what they talking about? What kind of plans they coming up with? She said it ain't no damn plan. Ain't no plan. They don't even have a plan. I mean, this angers me. Then I had Dominic McKinney on here. Now, he, number one, let me run this boy resume. This boy was a felon. Got all his stuff expunged. Got a security company. Licensed security company. This boy, 2 to 3 weeks out of the year, he's training the damn police.
Wow.
So he gave insight on the police, all their little stuff. I'm talking about, he told from the training, everything. How they band together, everything. Now he told everything, Natalie. See, the badge. See, here's the thing about it. The badge. People think because I wear the badge, I get respect. No, you get respect when you give it.
Right.
It's given back to you. So, this boy gets so much insight. Shout out to Dominic. He gets so much insight to where they band together, Natalie. First of all, I want y'all to understand this. We talk about the Crips, the Bloods, we talk about all the gangs. The police department is the biggest gang in the world.
the government is the biggest gang in the world. Yeah.
I mean, I want you to dig me. Now, they run around here and they want you to tell who shot John, who ran over Billy, who broke into this spot here. They want you to become a snitch, but they ain't telling on their own damn people.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They ain't telling on their own damn people. All right? So here's my point. Here's my point. You know, because I told you, I'm kind of pissed off, but you know, you got some festivities going on here today. I'm going to let you talk about this stuff. First and foremost, this week, you know. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me run the week down to you. All right. Let me run the week down to you. A Georgia youth pastor claims men abducted him and robbed him so to keep people from finding out he was in a hotel with another man. So now, he blamed the black man.
What?
Blamed the black man. All right. Florida woman claims two black men kidnapped her and her autistic son.
No.
Only later to find out that this woman pushed the damn boy down the canal.
What the?
But, she said, two black men kidnapped her. And oh yeah, we got Amy Cooper. We got old Amy in Central Park. We got old Amy.
Mm-hmm.
We got old Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, you know what I'm saying? She went to her Lily White side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell the police that you're threatening myself and my dog. Now, there's a lot of Amy Coopers everywhere.
Yes.
All right?
Yep.
There's a lot of white women. And you know what? Here's the thing about it. For years, white women has been manipulating the justice system for years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, using their voices to persuade, you know. Oh, my God! It's a black man and he's targeting me. You know? No.
Or he rapes me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people who got that charge. You know what I'm saying? They've been wanting to dabble on the other side for years. But you know what I'm saying? But are they called rape when they get caught?
Yeah.
He refuses to stop recording. But here's the point. She said, I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life. So, we got Amy Coopers everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That use the police. Now, here's the thing about, what if they had showed up? You know what I'm saying? They would have been instantly on her side.
Absolutely. Without question.
I'm going to call the police and say you're threatening my life. I mean, really? Now, white women know when exactly to pull the Amy Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? So now, the police come, and what if they just had to kill Christian Cooper? See what I'm saying? Another. And he's not related to the lady.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? They've been using this privilege. See, this is a privilege.
That's a player card.
See, that's one of them moves that you use when everything else is not working for you. Just do, I'm going to call the police. How many Amy Coopers you know?
All right, but I got to be devil's advocate.
Uh-huh.
How many times have we pulled that same card and said, oh, it's a race thing, when it's really not a race thing? Or when it's really not a, you know, there, it's the black man can't get a job, or they preventing a black man from being able to grow. Sometimes we use that same excuse.
I mean, we definitely have flipped the script on both sides, you know. We've definitely done that. But at the end of the day, we got companies who hold us back. We got all different type of stuff that's going on every day. You as a mother, let me ask you this question. You as a mother, how do you feel when your son leaves the crib?
I am paranoid.
Okay, so now, I want you to hear this, and I really want to get your feeling on this. George Floyd called for his mama. Mm-mm. He called for his mama. Now, first of all, his mama is deceased. Called for his mama. Mm-mm. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Stand me up, please. Can't we just stand me up, please? Please stand me up.
No.
Now, I want to know how you feel as a mother hearing that and seeing that as a mother.
Brokenhearted.
Yeah.
Sad, disappointed, angry is all get out.
Yeah.
You know, but the fear, and I'm one that says all the time, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Absolutely.
But a power, love, and a sound mind. But my sound mind has been disrupted.
Absolutely.
And it's even more now on concern and on alert, because you just never know. You know what I mean? They don't read my son's resume. You know, being in military.
No.
You know, being one to serve his country. All they see is his color, and he's a man, so a black man, so he's a threat.
Absolutely.
Instantly.
Absolutely. 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 So, when he leaves the house, you're in fear.
All the time.
That's 95% of the black mothers today.
Yeah.
Everybody's concerned. So, here's the thing about white society. Well, I wonder why they're worried about this and they're worried. Because we don't know if we're going to make it home.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah.
Try that on for size. Your son and daughter leaving and you don't know if they coming back.
Mm-mm.
And you really don't want them to go. You can't tell them, hey, don't go. You just don't know what to do.
You don't. You really, really don't. And as a single black mom, you know, the black son, it does put me in a constant state of fear.
Absolutely. I just had Luana Jeffrey on the show yesterday with Otis Johnson. Yesterday. She got twin boys. She says she on high alert, even though they live in Leawood. All right, they live out that way. She said she more concerned because they out that way.
You know, what's weird is we were Johnson County, and we never experienced any type of racism or discrimination in Johnson County. But when we moved over to the Blue Springs Independence side, we've dealt with it, which is why I had to create a whole Freedom Voices segment for my kids at the Blue Springs School District, because they were dealing with a lot of discrimination and racism. And we deal with it a lot still.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely. Every day.
Just everywhere.
Unarmed black men are getting killed. Unarmed black men are getting beaten. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this continually goes on. Listen. Losing a job ain't good enough. Because, see, they can cover that up.
Right.
They can cover the job up. You know what I'm saying? You can get, oh, we fired you, but you can still find people advocating for you so you can get your pension. Or you just move to another precinct.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who killed Floyd, he's got 18 pending. 18 pending assaults.
You see, I thought it was 19. Yeah.
18 to it. Now, here's the thing about it. A while back, a few years, I don't know, I can't remember if it was 2008 or 2012. Anyway, he shot a dude at his house. Same cop.
What?
Kicked in. It was a domestic violence. Police kicked in the door. Unannounced. They didn't even announce themselves. My man said, as he was going and seeing Floyd, seeing the police name, he said, man, I think that's the dude who shot me. He texted his sister. His sister said, yeah, that's him. So this dude came in unannounced, same cop, whipped this boy with the pistol, and then shot him and said that he was reaching for his gun. How the hell he reached for the gun and getting hit with the gun? No, he getting hit with the gun. They tried to make it a felony, they dropped it down. He pleaded to a misdemeanor. But this dude has been doing this all along. Now, I want you to understand that before that, he's been named in other murders, his name, and
another police officer that was there at the scene, they are being mentioned. Now, I want you to understand this. Out of 18 of those offenses, he's only had 2 verbal warnings.
Excuse me?
He's only had 2 verbal warnings.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. How is he still working?
He's a part of the good old boy clique. See, the police, like I keep telling everybody, the police is a gang within themselves. Now here's where I'm at. I'm not saying that there's not good police officers. I know some. I got some friends who are police
officers. I do too. All right. I know a couple.
Now here's where I'm at with this whole deal. Alright. I know their character, I know what they about, so I'm just saying. Here's where I'm at, Natalie. Say you got 1,000 good police. Right? You got 1,000 good police, right?
Okay.
But you got 10 who's bad. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the 1,000 don't tell on the 10, how many bad police you got?
1,010.
Absolutely. So if you're not telling on these people, you are part of the problem.
You're just as guilty.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, absolutely. You know, I just want to say this, you know, I mean, and you as a mother, you know what I'm saying? What would you tell the mothers right now? I mean, what is it something comforting that you could tell them in this time? Because I know this time is heavy, and all mothers are on alarm. Soon as their sons, daughters, grandkids, nieces, nephews, whatever, leave the house, what is it that you could tell them?
Truthfully and honestly, keep your babies covered.
Yeah.
I believe in the spirit and the power of prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any rocks. I don't have any incense. I don't have a Bible. I don't have a book. Anything that can give you just the most encouraging fulfillment of peace.
Absolutely.
But I can tell you that there is power in prayer.
Yeah.
So whoever your higher power is,
yeah,
you need to stay covered.
Yeah.
And praying over your family, over your children, you know, and then speaking truth to them, making sure they are aware of what to do. Don't move.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Keep your hands still. Don't look a certain type of way. Don't be combative. If you're able to, put that phone on record. You know what I mean? And just continue to pray and continue to educate your children.
Absolutely.
Sons and daughters.
Absolutely. We gotta cover them. We gotta cover the kids. So, you know, I was just kind of pissed off, you know, and seeing that when I finally seen the other video really pissed me off. So I know everybody is got different things that's going on in different cities, so many different things that's going on. I just want everybody to please be safe. Don't want to see nobody else losing their life behind this. I mean, we've had tragedy going on this week. People have lost their lives at different protests. So, I'm in deep prayer. I'm in deep meditation. So I just want everybody to please, 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 please be safe. We got to be safe. And we got to watch out for one another. You know what I'm saying? We got to watch out for one another.
This is definitely a time to pull together.
This is that time. And if we don't pull together now, what's going to bring us together? I mean, you know, we can't come together now. What's going to pull us together?
Yeah, at some point we got to stop, you know, going against one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially if we realize we're the majority and not the minority.
Man.
If we realize that we're truly the reason why they keep beating and holding us down is because they know our strength, our worth, our power. So we got to stop giving it to them.
Yeah.
You know, stop letting them see us being against one another, and let's come together and stay withstanding with one another and let them know who's here.
You know, jumping off of this to this COVID-19, the coronavirus, we done passed 100,000. 100,000 deaths. Big shout out to Don Lemon. Man, I love this dude from CNN. I love Don.
Mm-hmm.
I love Don. Don keeps it a buck.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
And I mean, he is on Orange Head. Boy, he is on Orange Head. Boy, he's on Orange Head.
Yeah.
Listen. I love it when... You know what? Natalie, I love it when he finds the contradiction with President Trump. I love this. Oh, my God. It's like... Oh, my God. I love it, right? Now, Orange Head said, we got this under control. You know, we're looking at maybe 40, 50,000 deaths. Then he comes back and say, 60,000. Then he comes back and say, I didn't say that at all. You know, so they play the sound bites back, and I'm loving it. You know, so now he goes from one extreme to the next, making himself look bad. Just one extreme to the next, right? One extreme to the next. Testing. Oh, yes. There's going to be tests everywhere. I didn't say the test was going to be there. Oh, the test. We got them. And they're beautiful. I said, what? What? I said, they're beautiful. I love it. But here's the thing. 100,000 deaths. The reopening has happened. I'm not saying nobody shouldn't reopen. Saying nobody shouldn't be able to take care of their family. I still believe that it's too soon. I'm just saying this is
I agree 1,000% with you. You are not alone.
This is me. I think it's too soon. Here's the thing about it, Natalie. Since the reopening, what is it you have seen that people have taken lightly since the reopening?
Everything. You know, I mean, there's no space in between. There is no social distancing. There is none.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people have just gone right back to the norm, but we're in a new norm. It'll never be the way that it was before, ever.
Orange Head said that we're going to go back to the same. That's what Orange Head said.
It's not physically possible.
Orange Head said it.
Well, Orange Head says a lot, and his words mean, you know what.
Here's the thing about Orange Head. Let me tell y'all. This boy said the test is beautiful.
So the tests are beautiful. So what about the lies?
But there's not enough tests. Oh, yeah. We're going to have tests. We got tests. They're going out. They're going out everywhere. We're the top administration. We got this stuff going on.
They're sending supplies, or they want to send supplies.
I agree with that.
I know firsthand. We make them in my company.
Uh-oh.
Where I work.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So the shortage is not as real as they portray that it is.
Uh-oh. Another inside.
Yeah.
So they faking this stuff, huh, Natalie?
Mm-hmm.
They faking it?
Mm-hmm.
So the tests are available?
Tests are available.
But they only sending it out to certain places.
Only to certain places.
Oh my God.
Even to the point to where when we were purchasing, you know, the PPEs, your masks, your gloves, sanitizers.
Yeah.
Stuff is available. It's available.
Yeah.
But if you're not in a certain area, zip code.
Right, right.
You know, if you're not a part of a certain elite group.
Yeah.
You don't have first dibs to that.
Oh, yeah. 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 I see it. First off, I said it, reopening the economy ain't got nothing to do with us. They don't care if we live or die. Let me tell you this. Memorial weekend, they had thousands of people at the Lake of Ozark.
Let me tell you, I was so irritated. Like, what?
Yeah, thousands. Yes. First off, before I seen that, in the Ozarks, I seen the beaches reopen. It's just thousands of people on the beach.
I don't get it.
Like, hey, you know.
I don't get it.
They think this is a joke. I mean, you know, this is, I mean, it, since the reopening, all right, since the reopening here in Missouri, they had 75 to 80 new cases.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, since February, since the end of February, there's not been a day that nobody hasn't died from coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about not one day. Not one day.
Not okay.
I mean, and but this administration, let me tell you how shady Orangehead and his people is. They don't even want to unveil President Obama's picture for the White House.
Why?
That's something that Orangehead got to tell. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for him to explain that one. Oh, God. I'm waiting for him to explain that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to unveil it. He don't. No, not they. I'm sorry. He don't want to unveil it. So, we got the worst economic fallout in history. But yet, he says he's done so much. I've never seen a president actively on Twitter. I've never seen
never.
I ain't never seen this.
Never. And you can tell it comes from him.
Oh, no, this is him. This is him. I ain't never seen a president attack the media, anybody. I'm talking about it doesn't even, whatever it is. He just insults them. I don't care.
No decorum.
I mean, it just doesn't matter. Oh, man. You're a disgrace to journalism. I mean, he just talks to people where they got. Mm-hmm. He don't care. You know what I'm saying? You're a disgrace. You're a disgrace to the newspaper. You're a disgrace to the... You know, he doesn't care.
No, he does not.
I've never seen a president do this. I've never seen this in my lifetime.
Mm-mm.
I ain't never seen this. You know? So, man, RIP to all the people who have family, friends, who've lost their life to COVID-19. I still, my heart still goes out to the elderly. I mean, you know, these people still can't see their family. I mean, it's just been real crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been real crazy, you know. Please, everybody, this thing ain't over.
It is not.
It's not over, y'all. You know, I mean, do I wear my mask all the time, Natalie? No, I forgot. But when I get to a store, I get somewhere, and I'll be, oh, dang it, I need to go back. So I'm doing what I can. I'm staying cautious. And I'm just advising everybody else to do the same thing. But if you're not cautious, please do me a favor. Stay the hell away from me.
Please and thank you.
That's all that I need.
Seriously.
That's all that I need. So, Natalie, you know, last time you was here, we was talking about some healthy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And first thing first, I'm just going to let me have it. You know, I told you that I didn't drink water as much. So I'm gone. I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to take my lashes right now. You know what I'm saying? What we got on this desk? I mean, my desk is looking so colorful with all the different things that we got on here. What we got on here today?
Well, we're not going to beat you too hard. So okay. I got a special treat for you too. So don't feel too bad.
Okay.
But we're going to start off with some waters, okay?
Okay. All right.
I brought two different type of waters.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So we got our Rocky Mountain Spring water.
Okay? Rocky Mountain Spring water.
Yeah, so it's got 8.5% pH alkaline.
Okay.
All right. This is one of the purest things for you. The alkaline water is what you need.
Okay.
What I do like about this is that it is in a can. It's not in plastic.
Okay.
You know,
plastic. Yeah, I like the can.
Yeah.
I like the can.
So it stays colder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's clear alkaline water. That's one that I brought.
Okay.
All right, and then I brought you another one.
All right.
All right, this one has 8% pH alkaline, but it's called black. It's the dark side.
Okay.
So it's a pure, clean water. So everybody, I want y'all to know this water is literally black.
No, it's literally black. I'm telling you right now. It's literally black. I'm going to post some pictures on my social media. Yeah, this thing is black.
Yeah. Have you ever had this type of water before?
No, I've never had. I mean, if I seen some black water,
Well, you're going to trust the pretty chef today.
Yeah.
And we're going to toast it up to this black water.
Okay.
Because what we're trying to help Earl and everybody else out here is to start drinking the purest of waters.
Okay.
Okay. You want to drink water that has a lot of alkaline in it.
So that's what we need to look for.
So that's what you need to look for.
Okay.
So shout out to Nature's Natural Grocers.
Yeah.
You know, in Independence, Missouri. That's where we picked up this water at.
Okay.
They're not expensive. You know, you can go to Quick Trip and spend $1.99 on some Core Smart Water.
Yeah.
You know, Smart Water is not terrible. It has electrolytes in it, but it has no alkaline in it.
Okay.
And you want the alkaline.
I've been drinking Core Water. You know, you see my bottles around.
And I don't knock it, you know, I don't knock any of those, but you want to make sure that you're putting the most purest of things in your body.
Okay.
So we know that you like lemons and stuff like that in your water.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. This water tends to be different than your regular bottled water. It has a very crisp taste to it.
Okay.
So you don't really need the lemon.
Okay.
All right. So I want you to try out which one you want to try first.
I'm going to try the black one first.
All right. There you go.
I'm going to try the black one first. All right. I wish y'all, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I wish y'all could see this, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we gonna have the visuals real soon, so y'all stay tuned for that. But, yeah, I'm going to taste this black water.
Yeah, tell me what you think.
All right, hold on. Here we go. All right. Okay. Okay, that wasn't too bad. Damn, black water. Hold on.
When you look at it, y'all, you would think, like, okay, this looks like some flat soda.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at this, it looks like some
flat soda.
Yeah.
Flat Coke, you know, or Pepsi or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, because looking at it, if I look in inside my cup, it's like that. But, you know, it's got a nice taste to it. Man, let me try this again, y'all. Hold on.
Now, see, that's so good to hear because you're somebody who don't like water. So for you to say it's got a nice taste.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would drink.
Mr. Earl B.
I would drink this. I would recommend people to drink it, you know. I would recommend people to go get some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Black water, you know. I mean, this is nice, Natalie. This
well, thank nice. You. Thank you.
And you says this has how many electrolytes in it? What
this has 8% of pH alkaline. Okay. So it's a blend of...
Now, what are we supposed to look for with water? What are we supposed to look for?
So you want to look for your pH being a high number, you know, and it definitely saying alkaline pH, all right?
How high should we look for?
Anything 8% or more.
Okay.
Eight and above. Okay. Yeah. And this one has a blend of fulvic trace minerals, hydration, and electrolytes. So that's why you taste like a different type of crispness to it, you know.
I'm going to tell you, I was skeptical with the black water. When you said, well, I got some black water. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay. But after tasting it, and I'm going to tell y'all, make sure y'all go get some of this black water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure y'all go get some of that real talk. And the people who make the black water, y'all owe me some water. So what we got next?
So now I want you to go ahead and try the Rocky Mountain Spring water. It's just a clear water.
Okay.
But it has an 8.5 alkaline, okay?
Okay. So now you said anything with the 8 or better is good.
It's good, okay. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so outside of these waters, what other waters do you think that, I mean, not that, what other waters have you tried that has this high alkaline in them?
I can't. These two are the two that I know that are the highest
These two are the highest.
Okay. Right. Now, well, like I said, with smart water, it has a high number of electrolytes.
Okay.
But it does not have the alkaline in it.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've had the smart water too.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know, we'll Rocky Mountain.
Rocky Mountain.
Let's give it a try.
All right.
Let's go.
Now tell me.
Okay.
Now I want to specify.
I would buy both of these. I'm going to just keep it. Okay. These are light. This is kind of, man, hold on. Let me taste this. Okay. Rocky Mountains a go. And the black water.
Between the two, which would you say is your favorite?
Between the two, I would have to say Rocky Mountain would probably be the favorite. Because it's like, you don't even, it's like when you're drinking it, it's like you don't even taste it.
Okay.
It's like you don't taste it.
All right.
So I'm looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
This Rocky Mountain water, you know. I'm looking at this as a. This is a go. I'm gonna, you know, this is gonna be a go in our house. This is gonna be a go. First and foremost, excuse me, ma'am. Who walked in the office. Excuse me, ma'am. I need you to come in here. We're doing a taster's test.
Come in and be quiet.
We're doing a taster's test, ma'am. Come on in here. We're doing a taster's test.
Let her taste the black water.
Yeah. Pour up, Natalie. First off, here's the thing. And Natalie know that I don't like water. I don't drink it all the time. And you know that.
What am I drinking?
So this is black water.
Yes.
No. It's very good. Very different.
You Natalie, explain it. If you drink water, I'm for it.
Explain it.
This is pure alkaline water. It has 8.0%. Okay. It's a blend of fulvic trace minerals, hydration, and electrolytes. So it's going to be one of your most purest waters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm drinking this Rocky Mountain.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the Rocky Mountain. And the Rocky Mountain is good. I need you to taste the Rocky Mountain. So, first and foremost, Natalie, let me explain something to you, Natalie. I've been doing better with water.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say I was... I'm doing better.
How many cups of water have you had today?
Cups of water I've had today? I had the Rocky Mountain and I had the Black Water. So, that's what I had today.
So, you've had a total of about, once you finish that, 16 ounces.
I had water in my coffee.
Does not count.
I made it.
Does not count. Mm-mm.
Natalie, I made the water with the coffee.
It does not work that way, sir. Once you mix that those caffeine grounds in there, you've diluted the water, sir. Don't count.
All right, I have black water, Rocky Mountain water, Natalie.
Cool. So I can believe that you can finish these off the rest of the afternoon. You gonna finish them off?
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, I knew you was gonna get me. That's why I said I saved this presentation for last, and I'm gonna put some pictures up on my social media so y'all can see the black water and see the Rocky Mountain water.
Yes.
Right. So here's what we gonna do, Natalie.
Do we know where to get it from? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. We're gonna do all that. Here's what we gonna do, Natalie. We're gonna come back. All right, we're gonna take a little intermission. We're gonna come back. I'm gonna have me another cup of Rocky Mountain water. All right, we're gonna tell y'all where to get the Rocky Mountain water, and we're gonna get off into more of the healthy food.
Yeah.
All right. So you got me today. You got me today, and in a good way.
Good.
And there's a lot of people that, like me, don't like drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just being honest. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the best at drinking water, which I told you the truth.
You did.
All right, but these two right here, Natalie, and I'm just being honest with you, and I ain't gonna front, I ain't playing, and I'm not saying. First off, I ain't getting a dime off of these people when saying that I like this stuff.
We are not.
I'm not getting nothing.
Neither am I.
Nothing. I mean, but do they owe me? They owe down like Pookie. That's what I'm saying. But Natalie, just keeping it real. I would buy these.
Yay! That deserves a round of applause.
I would buy these. Could we have these at our house?
We can. That's okay. Why I said, where do we get them?
Okay. All right. So, I'm going to take a pause.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come right back. And then I'm going to flip the script. Because I'm going to let y'all do a little intermingling. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, check this out, y'all. The Pretty Chef is here.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back with the Pretty Chef. And you're going to talk about some healthy foods.
We got some healthy foods to eat today.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's going down today.
It's going down, y'all. Sit down. I'll be right back.